Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Petrified Podcast. I'm your host, Damian Martinez, here with my co-host,
Eric Lover.
And thank you so much for tuning back in today. Today we are going to be talking about Predator, released in 1987, directed by John McTiernan, written by Jim and John Thomas. And we hope, you know, you've watched the movie, you've seen it. We hope you've seen it.
It's been out
for a long time.
Yeah, 1987? God, I should hope so.
But yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into the movie, please follow us on Instagram and share this podcast with your family, friends, and strangers. Just take their phone and just start following us.
Next time you're at that bar sitting next to that guy, follow and subscribe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, follow us and subscribe where you can. Leave us a review anywhere you can. I know Spotify. Apple Podcasts and all that. Leave us a review. Give us 5 stars if you love us. And if you don't love us, don't leave us anything.
leave us alone.
Yeah, leave us alone. But yeah. Thank y'all so much for listening. And we shall get into Predator, that has like the most testosterone I've ever seen a movie have.
Yeah.
With this star-studded cast, man. But yeah, this movie came out in 1987. Probably one of the most iconic sci-fi horror films in cinema. I mean, of course, Alien, probably not being the one that kicked it off, but probably the one that popularized kind of like the, I guess, sci-fi horror genre with the extraterrestrial or alien.
Yeah, Alien, the Thing.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And, I mean, I love Predator. I love Predator more than Alien, but I'm glad that they merged the franchises together.
That was cool. Alien was kind of dark, I mean, because obviously it took place in space.
Yeah.
And Predator was great because it took place in the forest, but, well, in the jungle.
Yeah.
But they didn't really, what I loved the most about it was they didn't really expose until later in the movie the Predator himself.
Yeah, he only has like 8 minutes of screen time in this movie. So that's what I like when you keep like something very, like the creature or alien or whatever it is, like hidden through most of the movie, like it keeps attacking, but you can't see it.
Yeah, it's just killing
people.
It's
a mystery.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, obviously that's what feeds into, like, the lore of the creature. And then finally when you see it, you're like, dude, this thing is either, like, hideous or, like, just shocking, which the Predator is. His actual face, like, just looks so weird.
Yeah.
But I think that's why it goes well with, like, the Alien franchise, too. I mean...
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's an alien species because in the opening scene, you see the, I guess I'd call them, like, escape. They're, like, pods.
Yeah.
And they're headed towards Earth, and, like, one breaks off and goes one way, and then the other one goes and lands.
Yeah.
Essentially in what becomes the rainforest.
Yeah.
And then, you know, little did you know he was on, you know, a sport vacation, and, you know, he's out, and he does this annually whenever it rains. They kind of reference it later in the film that essentially when the periods of rain come in an excess amount, that's when these particular aliens, almost like deer season, decide to like crawl out and, you know,
and hunt for sport,
load up the F-350 and, you know, head off into the woods and climb up in a blind and,
Oh, he wasn't using no blind. He was.
He had the blind. Technically, he was up in the trees.
He was up in the trees. I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Using his little shoulder cannon. But yeah, I mean, if you've never seen this movie, pretty much like a team of like, special soldiers pretty much are supposed to go in and kind of
there's been some people that were captured and taken hostage.
Yeah. But of course, it becomes more than that when they find out that because it's supposed to take place in Venezuela. Obviously, the movie's filmed in Mexico, in Mismaloya, I think is what Mismaloya. Mexico, but it's like they're supposed to be Venezuelans and they're supposed to like infiltrate this compound where the hostages are being held. And of course it's like the CIA and, you know, stuff goes sideways when, you know, the Predator starts killing everybody. But yeah, it's a good movie. If you've never seen it, dude, check it out. Like, stop wasting time. Like, go look at it. But going based off of people who have seen it, this star-studded cast, dude, is just full of just steroids and testosterone and just these guys just trying to one-up each other behind the scenes.
It's like Friday Night Raw, just, you know.
No, Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw with a script.
Yeah. So you have Arnold Schwarzenegger, playing Dutch, the main character. Then you have Carl Weathers as Dylan, Bill Duke as Mac, Jesse Ventura.
The body.
Yeah, as Blaine. Sonny Landham as Billy, who had to have a body. He could not be on cast.
This is how, like, coked up and loose nut he was, that literally, like, he would fight the other people.
Like, he had to have a bodyguard, like, pretty much like a handler, because he could not, like, go out without, like, fighting people. Like, he was known to be, like, very violent. And so, like, he had to have somebody be like, hey, man, like, chill out. Like, hey, calm down, Coco. Like, you're going to be all right. So that was, just knowing stuff like that behind the scenes. You have Richard Chavez, who we did see too, as well as Bill Duke at Texas Frightmare that we just went to. They're pretty cool to see. They're very old. It's so sad. But it's pretty cool to see them, you know, still going at it, still loving the Predator scene. Richard Chavez as Pancho, Shane Black as Hawkins, Elpidia Carrillo as Anna, and Kevin Peter Hall as the Predator and the pilot at the end. That was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, he needed to get a ride home, you know.
Yeah. Well, dude, yeah, I mean, you're going to play the Predator. You're going to be in that freaking 200-pound suit. Aww.
Yeah, that's one thing. The suit weighed, like, in excess of 200 pounds.
Yeah, and he didn't complain that much, like, from what I, like, from the behind-the-scene interviews, like, they're just like, oh, he's so sweet. Like, this guy, you know, he went through that. And not only that, they're in the jungle, and he's wearing that suit.
That's what I'm saying. It's hot. It's humid as hell. Like, it's a 200-pound suit. We didn't have bottled water back then. Like, that was 1987. You didn't have, like, you know, you couldn't just, like, break into a Fiji water, like, on set. They probably had to, like, you know,
get those freaking, like, 5-gallon buckets or whatever. Get the igloo or something. Exactly.
Get the igloo cooler and the Gatorade. Call that coach from Florida who created that stuff. Just, I got your Gatorade.
Yeah, dude. He was, I mean, dude, I think he would have had an amazing career as a pretty much, like, just one of those actors. Who plays like creatures and stuff. I mean, he was Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
He would have done, oh man, had such a great career. Unfortunately, he passed like after all this bad blood transfusion. Of course, this was the time of AIDS. So he got a bad blood transfusion and got infected, which he was very outspoken of. He's like, yeah, this is what I have. But unfortunately, you know, he passed away. So RIP to him, but he did play an amazing freaking creature. So, you know, at least that, you know, he left that legacy behind because.
Well, yeah, and he did a much better job of who they had originally intended the Predator to be.
Had originally cast Jean-Claude Van Damme as the original Predator, as the Predator. The shots, I'm assuming the shots where he's invisible. And, like, climbing through the trees. not jokingly. I'm saying, like, because how it was shot is they recorded the Predator suit in a red suit. It was a red suit.
Yeah.
And they would record the scene, and then they would go back and use a bigger lens and record the scene again, but without the actor, and then they would merge them together, and you could see the outline of the Predator. I'm assuming those are the scenes that he shot. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, he just complained about the suit too much and
the size of his fellow actors.
Yeah, he was 5'9" and
yeah, he was shorter than most of the other people, and he also, I mean, even though, like, don't get me wrong, Bloodsport.
Oh yeah.
Great movies. Like, he was very strong for his size, but yeah, you put him next to Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know,
No. You can't have, like, a brooding alien predator next to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he looks like a little
He looks tiny. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. But Kevin Peter Hall was, what, 7? Okay.
He was tall as hell. I think he's 6'7", right?
Well, he was, what it says in his description is he was 6'5", his junior year in high school. Finished it at 6'9". And then, like, even, like, in some of the, like, interviews, they say he's, like, 7'2".
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Like, almost 7 feet tall. So he's at least between 6'9 and 7 feet tall, at least.
So that's like 1.5 feet taller, you know, well, yeah, over 1.5 foot taller than Jean-Claude Van Damme. So, yeah. It's definitely more of a force. Yeah. It's kind of like when Arnold Schwarzenegger played in Conan next to Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at Wilt Chamberlain, and Wilt Chamberlain's got like 1.5 feet on him.
Yeah, dude.
Like, that. I'm sure that comparably, that was probably closer to the match that they had going on, you know, yeah. Physical size.
Oh, yeah. But he played amazing. But yeah, they said like he didn't complain. And they kind of made it a point behind the scenes to say it, like kept saying it. Yeah, he was the sweetest guy. Like, he never complained about the suit. I'm like, somebody. Throwing little shots at Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Trying to hurt Jean-Claude Van Damme's feelings right there.
But yeah, man, I mean, that's just, you know, for him not to complain. I mean, the head of the suit came off, which, you know, allowed him to, like, breathe and stuff like that. But, like, he even, like, watching the interviews of him in the suit, he's, like, having fun. One of his best roles, he says. Like, he loved it, so. He did pretty dang good. But, of course, with the suit, like, that weighs that much, you can't move, like, you know, a trained killer.
No, they said that they, in certain scenes, they actually had to have an actor, like, lift one side. Like, they would have to have, like, an actor on each side. Like, lifting, helping him, like, move, like,
yeah.
You know, progress through the jungle.
And he was also, like, strapped to bungee cords, too, to help him move, like really fast and make his movements more believable, so that way.
It's like a Godzilla movie.
Yeah,
you know, they used to use the ropes to, like, pull them. Probably, I would assume they use kind of the same principle.
Oh, yeah, dude, like, yeah. But that was pretty cool. And then the blood that they used for the Predator, which is, like, a glowing, like, Mountain Dew-looking blood that he spills. When he gets shot, it was a mixture of stuff from a glow stick.
Yeah, and KY jelly. Yeah.
So, I don't know, because it looked kind of CGI'd. Like, and it probably was. Like, they probably gave a little bit of effect to it.
They probably did do something to it to enhance that color. I mean, I've had those glow sticks many times as a kid. Broke them open and poured it on things. I mean, yeah, it's pretty phosphorescent, but,
yeah.
You know. Still, KY is not really super liquidy. So, like, if you mix it with that, the way that it kind of, like, when you first witness it, when Anna's walking through, you know, the forest, or the jungle, pardon me, and you see it kind of dripping down when he first gets shot, like, I don't know if it would be that viscousy, you know. I think it would be more viscousy and not as watery.
Yeah, It could be just because of the mixture. I mean,
could be.
Yeah, maybe they had, like, water-based or oil-based. I don't know. But yeah, this movie is just so great, man. It's just so, I love rewatching it anytime. And of course, doing this podcast gives me a bigger reason to rewatch it.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm like, it's just so good, man. I mean, just one, some of the shots too that they do, like when they're building, like, you know, to fortify the forest so that way they can catch the Predator. They're all like with their shirts off, looking all ripped, pulling down rope and lifting stuff. Like,
it's very, like, I hate to keep drawing, like, the comparative line, but it's very Conan.
Yeah.
Like, when the people come to attack Conan and he's, like, sharpening sticks and, like, you know, like, doing stuff, you know. Kind of like those old, like, campy, you know, Beastmaster movies. And stuff, where, you know, people are coming, let's sharpen some sticks and they'll never know. But except, you know, in this case, they, like, bend an entire tree over, like, with a rope. It's just, like 5 yoked guys pulling a tree.
Like, these guys were in their prime with the help of steroids and cocaine. Like,
the jungle's the place for them. Right there by the coca plant.
But not only that, they worked out every morning. And because, like, they would do pranks on each other, like, what Jesse Ventura would, like, pour water on himself. So that way when Arnold showed up at, like, 5 in the morning, it would make it look like, you know, he was there, like, off, like, at 3 in the morning working out. And I'm like, dude, like, I mean, I like working out, but, like, I'm not, like, dude, these guys were on it. Like, they would compete with themselves. How early? Like, these guys were working up at 3 a.m., like, just to go work out, pump iron, and then go shoot the movie. And I'm like, dude, like, these guys are like – and Carl Weathers would work out before everybody would wake up, so that way it looked like his body was just natural. Like, it was just
– yeah, he was just ripped, like, naturally birth ripped. Yeah.
You would naturally look like a Greek god just coming out. Yeah, dude, this whole movie.
I don't know, man. I you know, no diss, because I am not the most physically fit of the tribe, but I'm definitely going to say I think Bill Duke sat some mornings out, because although he wasn't a chunky, He definitely, like, on the spectrum of what you're looking at.
I think he's the only one who didn't have a shirt off except for Shane Black.
Yeah.
Because Shane Black gets killed immediately. But, like, everybody else, like, either was, like what? Like, Billy had, like, the vest.
Billy had, like, the most, like, shirtless moments. And he just...
Yeah. And then Blaine, of course, you know, he's just the dude of dudes, like, with the rattlesnake around his hat and all that, like... These are just all buff and ripped. Like, this was like, I don't know. It was just, it's pretty cool to watch. It's a dude's movie. Like, it's literally just that. It's a dude's, like, movie. It starts off as a dude's action movie.
Yeah, that's all that it really is. Basically, like, the whole, basically what the movie's about is essentially, like, this group of, I don't know, I guess they're scientists. They get kidnapped. They send in a, you know, Carl Weathers is like a CIA operative.
Yeah.
And so he hires pretty much what I would equate them to be like a team of mercs to go in and extract. He made an extraction team. We'll call them that.
Yeah.
So they go in and the first group goes in and they get smoked. They're like dust. They can't find them, hide nor hair.
Yeah.
No communique.
Well, they think the guerrilla fighters are the
ones who got them. Guerrilla camp got them. So then, obviously, with everybody, you know, in the military having known each other, they pull out Dutch, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they're like, hey, we need your extraction team to go in and find out what the hell happened at the first extraction team.
Because you're the best.
Exactly. So, you know, basically he's being sold a bill of goods and attaboy on the back, you know, get in there, get them. So they all get dropped off in, you know, Argentina or wherever, Venezuela.
Venezuela.
And they go down and they're, you know, obviously, you know, Billy is, I guess he's a pathfinder, is what I would call him.
He's like the...
a tracker.
He's a tracker. And so, it's weird that they made the... Well, he looks native.
Yeah, he looks
American Indian.
He looks Indian. So they send him down there.
Yeah, but he has to be the tracker.
He has to be the tracker. I mean, either that or he's a wind talker. In 1987 cinema, you only had two routes to go.
Yeah.
And that's where Billy fell in.
Yeah.
So they go through and they obviously find, you know, they find the rebel camp.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, they're sitting there, obviously, you know, fortifying their position and seeing what's going on. And one of the guerrillas or Russian emissaries or whoever it is kills one of the hostages.
Yeah.
And that sets, you know, Schwarzenegger and the team off.
They want revenge. Absolutely. Yeah.
Dutch is going to, you know, kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah.
So they rush, obviously, the compound.
No, they don't rush it. What happens is, because they got to show Arnie's strength.
Oh, that is true.
So, like, they have, like, this generator, I guess, going with the car
tire spinning. They're powering it with, like, this, like, loose bicycle chain belt. And he's got to push it. He lifts it. Yeah. 18 big yoke dudes out in the middle of the jungle. And Arnold Schwarzenegger's got to do this one solo, kids.
Yeah.
So he flexes, you know, commando style when he's carrying a log up a hill and knocks it off of the blocks so that... Yeah, and even with no tires, it just magically it goes.
Yeah,
it goes,
and it blows up, and that's when the firefight starts. There's just so much shooting,
and they obviously, you know, like 19 trillion rounds spent in the liberation of this, you know, area, but never again are spoken of the hostages. Never are they looked for ever again.
Well, they're dead.
That obviously, you know, having had surveillance on the compound for at least the last 12 minutes. Yeah. They know everybody else is dead except for that last dude who got took out.
Yeah, they're all dead. And so they go through, they're chopping and mowing everybody down, and which Arnie's famous line in there. But I mean, besides the most famous line,
yeah,
throws the knife through the dude and it sticks to him and stick around. Yeah, that's just such a... I think he improvised that. I think it's what happened.
He probably did.
He had to have improvised that.
So, of course, like, while they're ransacking everything and, you know...
They find out that they're CIA operatives. Mac's going through all the stuff, and he goes, well, if they're Venezuelan, then I'm a Chinaman, because these are CIA operatives. These ain't... You know.
This is not just some, like, search and rescue team or a research team.
Yeah, pretty much they had a bunch of weapons and stuff stashed there, and like stuff was about to go down, like something was going to happen. So Dutch knows, like, now, like, okay, Dylan's been lying to him, like something's up, you know, with Dylan. But they do find this girl who She's there. I guess she's like, I don't know what she's like doing there.
I don't know. It seems like she's not really aligned with the rebel cause.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I mean, she's a chick that's wearing no undergarments and a wife beater. We're gonna yeah. take her with us.
Yeah. So that, yeah. you know, because she knows stuff. Yeah. Obviously, what was going down on the compound. And so now they have to find their way back to a less hostile LZ because, of course, they can't land there. Helicopter can't land there because the LZ, one, that LZ's too hot. They have to go somewhere where it's like they cross the border into this territory. They have to cross back now where it's less hostile. It's not as hot. That way they can extract them out. But, you know, they got to work their way to it. And as they're working their way to it, this girl just, like, doesn't want any part of them. Of course, she's fighting with the guerrilla army or whatever it is, and so she tries to get away. So Hawkins goes after her, and when he does, he stops her and he's like, hey, like, you know, enough, like, stop. Like, that's when you get, well, you get introduced, like, stuff is going down, like Billy feels something, like, out there in the forest, like he feels something in the jungle. Like, I never noticed it, but supposedly, I don't know, I couldn't really tell, but supposedly, after he laughs, after Hawkins tells him that dirty joke,
yeah,
after Hawkins is trying to be a comedian, after he laughs, he after they, you know, they kill everything and all that, and they're leaving, they're trying to go back to the landing zone, he can hear his laugh, and that's what startles him, like, the first time. That's why he looks up in the trees, because, like, you can faintly hear his laugh being repeated to him. And I'm like, oh, I never noticed that. I thought it's just because he could, you know, sense something.
I believe it. I don't remember having caught that, but I'll, you know.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Darn, I'm going to have to watch Predator again.
Yeah, that's what I read. Like, the reason he looks up in the trees and starts to get scared and all that is because
he hears his own laugh being, yeah. like, basically uses a taunting or yeah. mimicking him from the trees.
Yeah, because that's what Predator does. He tries to learn.
Yeah, it's a mimic.
Yeah.
It's like a chameleon killing machine.
Yeah. So, after that, of course, you could tell that, you know, Billy is, like, startled. Something's up with them, like, so he's, like, looking into the jungle. He could feel something, like, out there watching them. That's when the girl takes off and Hawkins goes after her. And he gets attacked by the Predator for the first time, and he gets torn up, like, because, like, all the men that they found, like, from the chopper crash of the first team that went in, they're all, like, skinned, hung upside down, like, that's why they want revenge so much, that's why they mowed down everybody at that compound. But Hawkins, they can't find his body, like, his guts are everywhere.
Yeah, there's enough, you know, arterial splatter everywhere, but yeah, actual physical body, no.
Yeah. So now they got to look for him, and that's when, like, stuff starts going down. Like, you know, who sees him first? I think when Blaine gets attacked, too, he's all wounded, and he's, like, looking for to see who, like, you know, killed him, and finally he sees that the cannon. The Predator uses the cannon to kill him. And blows, like, a hole through his chest.
Oh, blows his whole chest. Like, it's just, yeah.
I'm like, dude, that sucks. But Max finally sees it. Max sees it when he dies. And he's like, he just goes, he loses off. Dude, he loses. Like,
so this he grabs a little mini barrel gun and just starts, like, I mean, basically.
Dude, he unloads on that forest.
I mean, he's, like, mowing down trees. There's, like, 900-year-old old growth. And he's just knocking it down. Like,
dude, he is just mowing everything down because he sees, you know, the Predator take off.
And everybody else kind of sees it. And rather than, you know, I mean, you want to kind of call it just a little step of mob mentality. Rather than even asking any freaking questions.
No, they all.
Everybody starts, like, there must have been, like, 15 billion rounds wasted in the course of, like, literally, like, a minute and a half.
Yeah, just them unloading on this forest, this poor forest.
Yeah, I mean, birds, snakes, everything. Like, you don't see it, but you know just everything in that forest within, like, a 1 mile radius is just dying.
Yeah.
Because they're, yeah.
His bro, man, that's his bro, dude. You got to fight for your bro. You got to mow down everything.
Yeah.
And kill everything. So after he's done, he, you know, says, like, what he saw, like, that, you know.
It looked like the jungle came to life.
Yeah, well, she says the jungle came to life and killed Hawkins. because Anna's the only one that saw it. But now Max has seen it, and he goes, no, he's, you know, this dude is, like, invisible. He can, you know, he's, like, running through the they don't find out that they're running through the trees, but they think it's multiple people. Because Dylan doesn't believe, like, dude, it's just, like, these guerrilla warfighters that are killing us and whatever.
Yeah, he thinks it's something that can be explained.
Yeah, but it's not. It's the Predator, and he is coming for you.
He is hunting.
Yeah, so Billy is like, yeah, there's, you know, he's scared. He says that he's scared. Big old dude, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm scared. And Poncho's like, dude, you're not scared of any man. Like, how are you scared? And he goes, that's not a man, dude. That's something else. Like, that's something not of this world. Like, we're all going to die. And unfortunately, they do die, every single one of them. Yeah, what is it? Hawkins gets torn up and pretty much, like, gutted.
Yeah.
Hung in a tree.
Well, remember when they do that whole firefight thing, Anna actually finds, like...
Oh, the blood.
The phosphorescent blood.
Yeah.
On the palm. But, you know, she's like me when I was a kid. She's like a spoiled little kid. Like, I had that happen one time when I was a kid, and I, like... My mom asked me something, and then she told me, like, shut up. And then she was looking for an exit or something on the freeway, and I saw that the exit was right there, but I was like, but she told me to shut up.
Yeah.
And so Anna's, like, just all, like, booty hurt.
Yeah.
And she, like, sees the blood, but she doesn't bother to tell anybody else, like, hey, you know, like, you actually, like, you clipped it.
Yeah.
Nothing. She just kind of holds on to it. I mean, she comes out with it later when it's not really useful after, you yeah, know,
after everybody,
like,
dies.
Five
almost.
More people get smoked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Blaine gets blown out. His chest cavity gets blown out. Who else dies? Like.
Or remember they try to set the little traps.
Oh, yeah,
everything.
They set the well, they're doing their little workout video.
Yeah, they're doing their workout video, pulling trees back and making, like, swinging, like, full logs supported by, like, vines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make a whole trap, so.
Yeah. What unfortunately, the Predator uses the trap on them.
Well, what happens is what Mac is supposed to take watch the first night.
Yeah.
He gets attacked in the middle of the night and just stabs the crap out of this thing. When they shine the light on him, it's like
it's a boar.
It's a wild hog. Which is funny because, like, Mac's, like, reminiscing on, you know, their past missions that they've done and, you know, how they always came out, you know, without a scratch on them, that they've always made it out on the other side. He's, like, having this, like, this bromance moment with, you know, with himself, reminiscing on him and Blaine. And he's like, yeah, man. He goes, I'm going to carve his name into you. I'm gonna kill that motherfucker.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, he definitely, yeah.
Hey, Max is the one you want on your side, man. That's the one who's gonna ride or die for you.
Oh, yeah. Especially, like, when he, like, finally, like, 100% loses it. Yeah. Like, right? Yeah. Like, because, you know. Spoiler right here, Mac dies. Like,
if you haven't seen the movie at this point, this is your fault.
Mac dies.
Yeah,
so,
unfortunately, he does sadly die.
But yeah, when he dies, it's like he just he loses it, and then I don't know. It's like he, like, wakes up to the fact that he can, like, see it.
Yeah,
it's almost like he pulls the veils off of his eyes. He's like, oh man, and then, like, he's just sitting there watching it, and then everybody's like, hey man, what are you doing? He's like, shh, look over there, on that branch. And then, like, they look over there, and, like, you can actually see it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously.
Yeah. Well, in that night, he freaking kills a wild pig on accident. Yeah. They think it's, like, the Predator.
Yeah.
And it's just a freaking wild pig. But, yeah, a Predator takes freaking Blaine's body to, you know, take its skull out. Because it's collecting trophies. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now they have to try to figure out how to get to the chopper, because, like, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Because they're not going to make it.
He'll, like, say it a couple times in the movie, so it'll be all right.
But, yeah, so now it's, like, it's pretty much, like, now we got to, like, survive. Like, we're, like, the killing machines, but now something's hunting us. And it's in the trees, and we got to use these traps. And none of the traps work because, like, literally it walked in without them even knowing, took Blaine's body, and walked out. They were so distracted by the boar that that they didn't know. You know.
They're like, we have a bacon for breakfast. Sweet.
Yep. But yeah, everything in it, like, okay, so next one to die would be, Poncho doesn't die. He gets hit by one of the traps that they set up.
Yeah, Poncho gets hit by the tree.
Yeah.
He gets hit by the
log
ride.
He can keep going.
Yeah.
He's all broken.
He still holds on, but I mean, basically, like, you know, he has no bones in the center of his chest.
So what Max sees him. Max sees him and goes after him.
Yeah.
He's like hiding under a brush and he tells Dylan. Well, Dylan doesn't hear Mac. He hears the Predator mimicking Mac.
Yeah.
After he was like a while back was like talking to like getting the scorpion off of his shoulder. Cause like Dylan didn't want to listen. He was just, you know, trying to get Anna in line. But yeah, the Predator mimicked him and it was using his voice when Dylan was looking for the looking for Mac. Cause Mac went after the Predator. And I was like, dude, that's eerie, dude. Yeah. Like you think like it's him, but really it wasn't. But luckily he stumbled upon him. Like Mac was just there, like watching the Predator. Like I see him, he's right there.
Yeah.
And so like Dylan's like, okay, well I'll go around, you go low. Like we'll
get him in the middle. Yeah. Yeah.
But unfortunately, yeah, Mac sees the three red famous red dots on his arm. And he looks up, and sure enough, he gets his head blown off.
Now, here's the whole thing that gets to me. Like while I enjoyed the movie,
yeah,
that scene right there. So they're both sitting there. Dylan and Mac are sitting there.
Yeah.
Watching him out on this, you know, out on this, you know, tree.
Yeah.
Now, any group, any paramilitary group is going to have one sniper.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to be able to take that shot. You're going to want somebody who can get somebody from a long distance kill. They don't really declare that anybody in this team is a sniper. But literally, that's the time you would want to...
They're just running and gunning, bro. Yeah, they mow down everything.
Exactly. So you'd want somebody who's a little bit more precise and didn't need 12 zillion rounds of ammo. Like, that's when you basically, like, Mac is like, hey, we need Jimmy here because Jimmy's the sniper. And then, like, the sniper comes and then one shot, at least you could wound the hell out of the thing.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, you need Overwatch, unless Hawkins was Overwatch, but even he didn't have, like...
No, I don't think Hawkins was Overwatch.
Any kind of, like... No. Yeah.
So, but that was my thing. That was my, you know... Although, I mean, it's ridiculous in its nature. It's meant to, you know, be satirical.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so Matt gets capped in the head.
He does.
Which my thing is, like, the shot where he blows his head off.
Yeah.
But then, like, when Dylan goes back to look for him, you know, because he's, like, you know... Where the hell is he at? He's has like a hole in his head. That's it. And I'm like, dude, there was a lot more than just that.
Yeah.
Like cleaned his head off. Like he blew it off. But I guess, you know, because
you can see like his larynx and he comes back and it's just like a 25 round to the forehead.
Yeah, he just got shot by 9mm. Like that's it. But yeah, so Dylan gets his arm blown off because the Predator comes and, you know, disarms him.
Literally.
uses his other arm. Fortunately, he doesn't make it either. He dies. So now the rest of the team, the remaining team, which is what Billy, Poncho, Anna, and Dutch, now have to get to the chopper. And Billy, being who he is, he's like, no. He goes, I'm not afraid of you. Like, I'm going to hold you off. That way they can make it. So he stands there and he cuts his chest open.
Yeah, opens up his you know, his pleather vest, you know.
Yeah. And he's like, all right. He goes like, so, but you don't see his death scene, but he does.
Yeah, you know, he perishes.
Yeah, he perishes.
I'm not really sure what, I mean, you know, because the Predator you'll see as he's like sitting there observing everything is that he's reading body heat signatures.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what the whole, you know, he's not a vampire. He's not going to, you know, it's not sinners. He's not going to smell that sweet, sweet sangre pouring down your chest. It's just going to, you know, I mean, unless, you know, maybe you want to put some on the knife and get a little knife play or something. Not really sure.
Maybe just like
what the point of that was.
Oh, it could be like, you're not going to make me bleed. I'll make myself bleed before somebody else does.
Or maybe it was just amping himself up, you know, like the coke had run its, you know, open a vein. You know. Dude, the meth just isn't working. Jesse Ventura died like 12 clicks back, you know.
Yeah.
Can't get a bump.
It could be that. Yeah. It probably could be
probably
that.
Probably could. Yeah.
So he dies, and then freaking Poncho, while he's being carried, he gets shot in the head. He dies. Because the Predator is such a good shot with that cannon, that shoulder cannon. And now it's just Dutch and Anna. And now they have to try to make it. So he tells her, well, Predator shoots him in the gun, I guess. He shoots the gun out of his hand.
Yeah.
And that's when he tells her the famous line, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Just get to the chopper. So she leaves him. he jumps into, it jumps off a cliff into a river, a lake, and comes ashore. And he's like, okay, like, now I gotta, like, survive. But then you see,
like, he's like a pig in mud, like, climbing out of the river.
Yeah. He thought he got away. And then you just see, like, the water splash. And that's when you see, like, you start seeing the full, like, body of the predator. Because you do see him when he gets healed. Like, when he's healing himself, you, like, see his hands.
Yeah, when he gets shot, when he gets wounded the first time, he pulls out, like, this little first aid kit and then goes through and...
Yeah, and you only see a shot of him when he screams.
Yeah.
But now you're seeing the whole suit in action. Like, you're seeing the helmet, all of that, the suit malfunctioning because of the water. But he can't see Dutch because Dutch is covered in mud now. Which I don't know how that makes sense.
Well, Dutch feels like he can still see him. So yeah. Dutch is like basically like, he's like, you know, he's petrified.
Yeah, he's about to die.
Yeah, he's underneath a log. He's hiding out, but he is covered in mud. So when the predator comes out, you know, his cloaking device is basically failing because it's gotten wet.
Yeah.
And he's looking around and he's scanning the area.
He can't see anything.
And he can't see anything. And so Dutch finally realizes, like, wait a minute, he can't see me.
Yeah, because of the mud.
Yeah.
But he does shoot a little...
like a muskrat or something. Yeah. I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah,
but,
destroyed his home.
Exactly. But I think the reason that the predator can't see... But this is the thing that gets to me. I can understand why you can't see him when the mud is wet.
Yeah.
Because it's cooling. It's throwing off, you know, like... It's not throwing off the heat signature. It's covering that up.
Yeah.
But later in the movie,
when it dries,
like, it's dry and it's still working in the same way. But maybe it's, you know, maybe it's that Dead Sea scrub that you see at the vendors at the mall. Something. It's something. It's magical.
Yeah.
It's got healing properties.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the muskrat gets blasted and then the predator basically goes off on a rant, just essentially like hunting for Dutch. Like, where the hell did he go?
Well, he went to go collect his trophies. So. Yeah. You see him with the pile of skulls because you see that he rips the spine out of, what is it, Hawkins?
Yeah, I think it's Hawkins.
Yeah, he rips the spine out and a skull, and he's pretty much collecting. Like, that's what he's doing. He's trophy hunting.
Yeah, he's got a little mantle shelf up in somewhere in the canopy.
Yeah. Well, he probably thinks Dutch is gone.
Yeah.
Because that's why he was up there. He was just collecting his trophies, like cleaning them up, which is cool. He has like a little cleaner for his freaking the skulls and all that. So he's doing that, and then that's when Dutch finally, like, okay, I'm going to kill him. Like, I'm going to set up traps. I'm going to do this and that. Like, he's going to die tonight. Like, this thing killed my whole team.
Exactly.
Like, he's going to die tonight.
And then I'm going to get to the chopper.
Yeah, and then he's got to get to the chopper.
Because Anna's waiting in the chopper.
So he sets up the whole thing, muds himself up, lights a fire, yells out into the jungle, and that's when... the real action starts. I mean, there's action throughout the whole movie. But this is where, like, him and the Predator are going at it.
Yeah, this is the mono-E Predator moment.
Yeah, like, the Predator used his camo throughout the first half of the movie. Now Dutch is going to use the mud as camo and pretty much get to the Predator. They have it out. He uses, like, bow and arrows.
Which bombs. Made no sense to me. Okay, that's another thing. If this thing is, like, killed my whole unit. Now, these are elite-trained you know, mercs.
Yeah.
These are not, you know, like a bunch of Boy Scouts that got lost out at, you know, Fort whatever.
Yeah.
So, if you've got a shot and you're sitting there with your bow and arrow, my thought is, I can see him. I'm going to take my shot. I'm going to wound him. Then I'm going to go down and I'm basically going to track him and I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, he's built bomb arrows with, you know, with, you know, phosphorus or whatever the hell he's got out there. And he shoots the arrow in front of the Predator.
Yeah.
As it's standing on this, like, this fell tree. And it, like, blows up. To me, I'm like, dude, I would have taken that shot to the Predator. Blown the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And then gone and collect bits and pieces for my trophy wall. That's just my way of looking at things. But no, he shoots that. And then, I guess, I kind of think they both got into that mindset to where they both lost so much. I think that's when, you know, the enemy becomes the friend. I think they both got on, like, the same mindset. And they're like, dude, I got to, like, hammer pound the hell out of this guy. Like, this guy's got to suffer.
Yeah.
Like, to do him that way might have been too generous. So I've got to, like, you know, I've got to be Schwarzenegger. I've got to punch him in the face, like, 47 times.
Yeah, or it could be he just missed. I mean, he could, like, just got try to get as close as he could.
No, I felt like it was more like a...
Wound him and then...
It was more like a beacon arrow because it was bright.
Yeah.
Like, whatever was in it, it, like, you know, it was almost like a navy flare.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he lit up the whole jungle. So, yeah I doubt he missed, but...
But freaking Predator beats the crap out of him.
Oh, Predator beats the hell out of him.
Yeah, because he wants to... Well, when Predator realizes, like, he's actually fighting back and he can't just kill him, that's when he, like, takes his helmet off, exposes who he is.
Takes the cannon off. Yeah.
And then you get the, you're one ugly motherfucker line. Like, yeah. But yeah, it's cool to see, like, the Predator with the little... Freaking, I don't know what you would call it, his mouthpiece.
Yeah, the bisecting jaw. It's like, yeah. It's basically like four pieces that open up. It's really like, it's done extremely well.
Yeah, the freaking Predators.
Yeah.
The design is just, it's great. But they go out and Arnold gets the freaking crap beat out. Dutch just gets torn up. He has no 1-2, he had no haymakers, nothing. But he does, he tries to get him into a trap, but the Predator's not stupid. Like, he looks and sees, like, the spikes coming down.
On top of that, you use the same traps round two that you used on the traps that you were using on part one.
Yeah.
The Predator's a hunter. Like, he's going to know that, like, hey, listen, you're going to use the same. I mean, he's using the logs. He's using, like, the area around him. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so he's supposed to step in this one little area, and then Dutch can pull, like, this vine.
Yeah.
And the little spikes are going to come down and basically impale the Predator.
Yeah. He's not stupid.
Hey, I'm not.
Yeah, so he goes up and goes around, and finally he's going to kill him. But there was another trap that he had set up, so he freaking pulls that vine down, or breaks that vine from its, you know, where it was snared on, and it pretty much a giant log comes down and kills him. Which the first time, they needed three people to do that log. This time, you just needed...
They needed three normal men, but I'm one amazing man.
My whole body is a machine. So he does the log and crushes the Predator. And just green goo just goes everywhere, green blood. And he's going to finish him off with a rock, but he's just like, no, he's done. Like, that's it. It's over. Or he thought it was over because the Predator pulls out his little armband and sets off a detonator or a time bomb. And that's when he does Billy's laugh again, because he does Billy's laugh the first time, and then now he does it again. But he mimics pretty much to match, you know, the people he's trying to kind of capture, like trying to lure.
Yeah.
Like trying to sound like the people that are right there. But yeah, he does this. Oh, dude, that freaking laugh is like iconic at the end when he's like laughing because he's going to blow up everybody. Like,
but that's the thing too, okay? So like you would think that once he pulls the power... Once he pulls the panel off of basically his what's on his wrist,
yeah,
there's three separate boxes, and they each have a it's basically digitized, but they have a particular number of little digital reads, and as they go through, and it's like 1, 2, 3, it goes through and it jumps to the second one, and then it's going to jump to the first one, so it's kind of like a countdown clock.
Yeah.
So with Alien Glyphs and everything, how did Dutch know? I mean, I could kind of understand. But in the heat of the moment, how do you know that that might not just be like a recharging port or something else? Like, how do you just make the assumption, like, while he's sitting there laughing maniacally like your dead friend using his voice, I would kind of think like, oh, maybe that's just, you know, his simulation box for the voice.
I mean, you could hear it counting down.
Yeah,
you could
it was like, dee, dee, dee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of could put in two and two together.
I guess, being special forces.
That's why he's trained, man.
Yeah, okay.
That's why he's trained, bro. That's why he's the one.
That's why he gets to the
top. Why his whole team died except for him.
Exactly.
Because I am the best.
I covered myself in mud.
I got to the chopper.
Anna's waiting for me in the chopper.
Oh, people are going to hate us for this freaking doing the Schwarzenegger accent. But anyways, freaking big old, like, bomb goes off. And, like, literally it turns the forest just barren. Like, that's it. Everything's dead now.
Everything they didn't kill with bullets is dead now.
Yeah, everything that didn't get die when Mac was just mowing down the forest is now dead. Now that's dead.
Yeah, I want you to blame my truck on freaking global warming, considering how much of the rainforest these bastards took out with one movie shoot.
Yeah, they killed everything.
I'm using super unleaded from here on out. Talk to me, Greta Thunberg.
Whatever her name is, yeah. But yeah, dude, yeah, this whole movie is just great. He makes it out alive, obviously. Dutch makes
him and
it
Anna,
out.
And yeah, and then the person who actually, and we kind of like alluded to this earlier, but the person who actually helps him on the helicopter is the helicopter co-pilot, and that's actually the person who played the Predator.
Yeah,
just out of the Predator suit.
Yeah, Kevin Peter Hall.
Peter Hall. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he needed a role that didn't require the suit. Because
he was probably just so damn tired. He's like, come on, man, 200-pound suit, and y'all just beat the hell out of me for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, give me a ride out. So.
Yeah, and they all died except for Dutch, and Dutch made it out alive. And then we got Predator 2 with, what's his name? Danny Glover. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was too old for this shit.
Yeah, he was too old for this shit. I blew up on the toilet.
Predator 2 was not as good as the first one.
No.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I have it on DVD, but then I watched it when I was like 8 or 9. But it wasn't as good as the first one, man.
Nothing is really, I mean, Prey kind of steps into the realm where Prey was really good.
Yeah.
Alien versus Predator, I mean, you literally like.
Well, people say that's when it goes downhill.
Oh, well, of course. It's like being locked in a dark closet with like two little light shadow lights moving around, and you're like, what the hell is this? Like, it was very indistinct.
You could make out.
Like, most of the movie, that's... I think if they would have just turned up the contrast a little bit more, I think people would have loved, you know, Alien vs. Predator, but due to the fact that it was so... shot so dark.
Yeah. Well, it's like they were trying to keep to the... like, the feeling of the first one.
Yeah.
The first Alien movie. You just can't, like... It's a Predator movie and an Alien movie, so you gotta have both best of both worlds. You can't just keep it dark the whole time. AVP was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was all right. I enjoyed it. Then you had the Predators. Then you had Predators.
Yeah.
Or the Predator, the Predator. Then you had Predators. But I think the Predator was after Predators.
Yeah. And then you had Prey.
Yeah, and then Prey.
That was the latest.
I liked Predators, though, where they're on the actual planet.
Yeah.
Being hunted. Like, that's pretty cool. I like that a lot. But yeah, Predator, man, you can't beat the first one. First one's just so good.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if you want an action movie, if you want Expendables before Expendables, then it's there.
It's Predator, yeah.
It absolutely, it's a precursor.
You got Dylan, son of a bitch.
Exactly.
And they're just trying to arm wrestle each other.
You've got, I mean, they're like flexing on each other. It's just
big, sweaty dudes.
Absolutely.
Who are just trying to, just killing everything and then have to face a Predator. That's it.
Yeah.
It's
just the alien big sweaty dude trying to flex on everybody.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, yeah, it's just so rampant with, like, unabashed testosterone. You've just got to, like, it's just that goofy.
Yeah.
So.
It's a dude's movie. It really is. I love it.
I don't know. It's the one horror movie that literally my wife will watch with me. So.
There you go.
I was like, hey, we're doing Predator. Oh, I got that. Bam. It was on.
She wanted to see Schwarzenegger and all these ripped dudes.
Yeah.
Like, taking off their shirts and flexing. By the way, I don't know if you noticed it, but one of the shots, like, where, you know, at the end where he's trying to put together the whole, all the traps and stuff by himself when Dutch is, he's, like, flexing in a pose, like, trying to pull down, like, a vine or something. I'm like, dude, you didn't have to do it like that. You could have just pulled it down regularly.
Yeah, you gotcha. Dude, he was all alone, remember? He didn't have anybody to help him with the tree.
That's true.
Maybe he got a cramp.
Yeah. All this movie made me think is like, God, I got to work out again. These dudes are so ripped. But then again, there was also other substances helping them.
Hey, there's no proof. There's no proof to that.
I mean, they did work out, so it's not like they weren't doing anything. They freaking pumped iron.
Yeah, I mean, I shoot all day. Like, I literally, like, I go to work till like 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, go home, go to sleep for a whole 2 hours, and then get right up to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
3 a.m. And they kept trying to outdo each other. So, like, it started at, like, 6 a.m. and then 5 a.m. and then 3 a.m. Like, they were like, no, I'll skip that. Like, 3 a.m., I'm better than you. You're no better than me. Like, even what Jesse Ventura, like, they told him, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger told him that his biceps were bigger. So just say, oh, let's make a bet then, like, you know, that my biceps are bigger. Or, oh, no, he told the staff to tell Jesse.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger paid the wardrobe crew
yeah.
to tell Jesse Ventura that his biceps were bigger than his.
Yeah.
That Jesse's were bigger than Arnold's.
Yeah.
So he went through, and then Jesse, so full of himself, was like, yeah, I know everything.
He don't talk like that, dude. Well, I know how he talks.
You let it rip then.
No, go ahead.
So he wanted to let him know, basically, like, hey, you know, before I move to Michigan, I'm going to go through and, you know, my biceps are bigger than yours. I bet you. Like, I put whatever as a bet. And then, of course, they went and measured their biceps.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, it comes out that Schwarzenegger had paid, you know, the wardrobe crew
yeah.
to lie and fudge the numbers. Yeah. And make Jesse Ventura feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
You're really going to do that and tell me that. There you go, brother.
Dude, yeah. But this movie's just, it's still great, man. I love it. And I love the franchise, too. I mean, Badlands is gonna come out pretty soon. And yes, people don't like the design of the new Predator. It could be a different take on what's going on with this Predator. Like, it looks like he's outcast from what the trailer seems, and it could be based on his appearance.
Well, even Prey, the Predator was different.
Yeah.
The Predator had a different appearance. But, I mean, it would just be like, I mean, obviously there's difference in places that you come from. Just like in the original Predator, not everybody on the team looks like everybody else on the team.
Yeah, they all have different.
Yeah, so why would the Predators
in
all
Predator
be?
In Predator 2, at the very end in Predator 2, you can see all of them, like, they're different. Like, they show you, like, this is what we do. We actually come for sport. And the one who kills us, like, is, like, the, like, okay, like, that's the reward they get. They killed us. They get to survive. But you show, like, they've been doing this for so long. They've been using Earth as a, like, pretty much, like, their hunting ground for sport trophies, pretty much. Because he throws them the gun that was, you know, from, like, 17. I forgot what it was. I got to rewatch Predator 2 now.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's like they've been doing this. And
it was probably just Danny Glover's regular sidearm because he's too old for this shit.
It could be.
Freaking musket.
But, yeah, I mean, the one I didn't like was the Predator, one with the Super Predator in it. Like, dude, the Predators are already badass. Like, they are already, like, train-killing machines. You don't need, like, a Super Predator.
He's like the iPhone 13, yeah. Way too big for your pocket, too many cameras. What's up with that Predator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you got, what is it? You don't need that. Like, Aliens is different. You can have multiple different, you know, xenomorphs. But you don't need, like, a Super Predator. Like, I don't know. I didn't like the Predator that much. I'm glad they stopped right there, and now they did Prey, which Prey was amazing. Dude, the freaking skull on that one, the mask that he has, like...
Yeah, how it's, like, elongated. It's almost like, you know, like some kind of, like, you know, like the aliens of, like, found on, like, the Aztec ruins.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me more of.
And
I think they really won themselves back. They won the fan base back with Prey.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Badlands is just going to continue in that cycle. And I think, you know, we're looking forward to a good movie later this year.
Yeah, hopefully. I get the design doesn't look great, but let's see what it's about. Why does he have a different look? That's what I want to know. So I'm interested. I'm a little bit invested. So hopefully it's a good movie. I just want a good movie, like, just like, you know, the original Predator. If they can give me that, I'll be happy.
Give me a decent design. Give me just
a good story.
Yeah.
You know, Prey had a really good story. But yeah, give me something. I need something, yeah. Because we've already been disappointed too many times already. I need something else. I don't want remakes. If you're going to make us another sequel, then please make it good. I don't need...
And get Arnie back.
Yeah, just get him back. Yeah. Just for
let's get him back. Let's stop with all this politic thing, man. We don't need a governor of California. We don't need, you know, the governor of Michigan or whatever Ventura was.
Yeah.
We don't need this, man. Just come on back. Come on, guys.
I just wanted you to say your line just
one
time.
You're old enough. Let's all get back in the chopper.
Let's get back in the chopper.
Head on down. Anna's like 63. I don't think she's done anything since this movie.
I just want them to say their lines one more time, and then boom.
Let's talk about.
I want, yeah.
Billy Duke, man, we saw him last weekend. I think he still got one left in him.
Yes, he does.
Dude, come on.
Give him another razor blade.
Yeah.
and let him just do it, like, just,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you have to do.
Let him snap that off. We'll be all right.
But, yeah, no, this movie is great. And, yeah, man, I hope they do good with the new one coming out. I know already people are already giving it negative reviews, but let's see. Let's see what happens. At this point, I'll take anything.
Absolutely. I approach every day with an open mind.
So. Yeah. So, hopefully, it's good. If not, well, we'll review it. We'll let you know.
We'll let you know.
But that was our review on Predator. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. Please follow us on Instagram. Rate and review us where you can. Share this with your friends, family, strangers, anything. Helps us out, helps us grow. And yeah, continue to listen to us. You know, leave us suggestions on, you know, comment on our Instagram post or whatever. Like, you know, hey, don't do this. Do this instead or whatever.
If there's a movie perhaps you haven't heard us review, you want us to take a look at it, and you think it's like the best movie on earth, or if you think it's the most god-awful thing ever made,
yeah,
let us know.
Yeah, but anyways, that's our review, and we hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we will see you
next week.